devil try to take me, but Christ ain't gonna let me go. This world gon' try to break me, whatever, I can't let it show. I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead. The devil trying to take me, but Christ ain't gonna let me go. This world gon' try to break me, whatever, I can't let it show. I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead.
I don't think they know what I'm capable of. I be pegging out like I'm analog. There's only one guy who made one star. She won't find another me in catalog. I got the Lord at the head of my thoughts, so I ain't gotta report to synagogues. I know who he is, he the son of God, plus the Father and Spirit on one accord. So I got them balls that hit like a runaway train on the track with a parked car. I made it out of the trap star, got no limits like a black car. Y'all play God like from Asgard. When I pray to God, I just ask for a flood. Gets to open like a cash drawer. I just reap a sword, then I pay it for it. The spirit on me, they say I'm anointing, and I ain't wanting this disappoint. I just pray to get the point. The devil looking to explode. But a street light paid a speak price, set me facing letters in the joint. Now they may see me on the wings though, cause I got Jesus at the point. Can't turn my back cause these haters gon' front, let them go ahead and say what they want. I'ma pray so my past doesn't haunt me. These predators pray so I stay on the hunt. And I don't feel the tone of my enemy. They see the hand of my Lord is defending me. So I don't know who y'all gon' pretend to be, but I'ma play the man I was sent to be.
The devil trying to take me, but Christ ain't gonna let me go. This world gon' try to break me, whatever, I can't let it show. I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead. The devil trying to take me, but Christ ain't gonna let me go. This world gon' try to break me, whatever, I can't let it show. I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead.
I need an epikinosis, I want the full experience and appearance from you will recover my focus. They claim to be Christian, but what if they hope lie when the trouble's approaching? And they out on their front line, enemy got to jump and they call it an encroachment. But they ain't the offside, so I sit at the side where my Jesus resides. Took this thing out of death when he hung and he died. Now he sit at the side with a flame in his eye and a voice is like thunder that's cracking the sky. I get it cracking, I'm fly, I'm a grown man through the challenges aside. Got a promised land, I protect till I die, give it the program and get this army beside me. I'm off the leash, there's souls in these streets that I gotta reach. The victory's ours, they suffer defeat. So I'm crushing the enemy's head with the heel of my feet. Headed to IQ, he killing the beat. It's cause of my IQ, I stay with a leak. Y'all go ahead and stay with a drip. I got living waters overflowing, I sip. I done took off like I'm planning a trip on the coast of VA, got a room on the strip. I be in tune with the strength. I took a side on side of the fence. Calling him, he gon' come through in the clinch. Paid up my ties, ain't no wonder I'm rich. And it ain't no doubt he alive. It's only because of his grace I survived. So I gotta testify to hear the truth speaking. They can petrify while they proof seeking. I've been rectified. I'm in his booth preaching when I could've died and I might reside.
The devil trying to take me, but Christ ain't gonna let me go. This world gon' try to break me, whatever, I can't let it show. I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead. The devil trying to take me, but Christ ain't gonna let me go. This world gon' try to break me, whatever, I can't let it show. I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead.
You locked in the casino, don't stop. I'm my boy, Jay Teddy.
Turn that gear up.
Bumping the hottest Christians, inspirational words to feed your soul. You can't be God-given. Shout out to my boy Jay Cheddar, keep them records spinning. Continue and don't stop. Exclusive music, have your worship proven. When your body gets to moving, let the Holy Spirit use you. Turn up on me one time, if you know God is always on time. Christ has got me so lit, like it's boogie night on Friday night. I'ma praise Him in my dance. Hallelujah, be my chant. You know I'm rocking with the champ.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Jay Jada coming at you live from North Carolina, USA. Y'all know what it is. This is your show, Continue and Don't Stop, home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration, and great music from the hottest artists around. Today, we have a very special guest in the building with us today. My boy, William T. Stars, is in the building today. And y'all just heard one of his, well, his newest, his latest song right now. It was called Go Off Instead. Yo, I'm gonna tell you that. I'm gonna tell you right now, that was straight fire. That song was straight fire. He did awesome. My boy William T. Stars in the building right now. What's going on, my friend? How are you today?
Blessings, blessings. How you doing, brother Jesse, man? It's been a while.
I'm doing well, man. I thank you for accepting the invitation, man.
Definitely, not a problem, man. I'm honored to be here indeed.
Yeah, man, and like I said, that song was straight fire. I Go Off Instead. I was like, okay, I'm liking this vibe. I'm liking this vibe right here.
Amen. I appreciate the love, family.
Yes, sir. We're going to get into that a little bit later, but before we do, of course, I want to start with my commencing prayer. I want to know if my brother William is willing to do the commencing prayer.
Of course, I'd be honored. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, Father God, we come before you, Father God, as humbly as we know how, Lord God, and we beg you, Lord God, for forgiveness for our sins so that our prayers may be heard. Father, we thank you for this opportunity, for this platform that you've given Brother Jesse, and that he goes forth and allow listeners to hear the truth and allow people to come on, Father God, and share their testimonies and their visions and just give hope and inspiration to what you have done through so many of your children's lives, Father God. I thank you for Brother Jesse allowing me to come on and share my truth, Father God. And we just thank you for a blessed evening and all those underneath the sound of our voices here and hear your calling, Father God. Be beckoning to your name. And we just give you honor, praise, and glory. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, William, for that. All right. So let's get right into it. I don't want to stall. I don't want to be wasting time. I don't want to, you know, let's get right to it. Let's get to the nitty gritty, as they say.
Yes, sir.
So, William, you want me to call you William? You want me to call you Will? What you want me to call you?
Oh, you good with calling me William? You know, I don't separate, you know, William T. Womack Jr., that's my name, William T. Stars. Yeah, you good with William.
All righty. Now, let's get this record straight.
Yes, sir.
I've known you and about your music for a while now. I've known you for a little bit, but I've known about your music for a good while. I heard your song for the first time, Going In. I thought that was straight fire, that song.
Amen.
And I heard, oh my God, what's the other one that I heard?
It Will Be Fine.
Yes, It Will Be Fine. Thank you. Another fire song. I love that song. I love both of those songs. And now this, Go Off Instead. That song is what's up. I love it. First, before we get to your testimony, tell us a little bit about where Go Off Instead came from. Tell us where that came from and why you wrote that one.
Amen. Go Off Instead, it was written to show Kingdom Fire. I actually got the tag Kingdom Fire. From the idea of that song. I wanted people to first, you know that you can go hard for the Lord lyrically and content and message. But in life, when you go hard for the Lord or when you go off for the Lord instead, there is a spiritual battle that goes on around you. The enemy is trying to prevent you from getting to where God would have you to be. And if you're not aware of that spiritual conflict, then you're going to constantly lose physical battles. So that's what Go Off Instead is about. It's about putting on, donning that armor of God and standing firm in that belief that he's called you, he's covering you, and it's time to do that work of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Like I said, man, all your music that I've been hearing, I have no complaints. I have no complaints with your music, man, because your music is straight fire. Your music is off the chain. Go Off Instead, Going In is probably my favorite one, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. I ain't gonna lie to you. Going In has to be my favorite song, man. That song is off the chain. I love that song. I first heard Going In, and I'll be bumping it in my car radio like all the time too, and I'm like, man, my boy really on these stars out here, man.
Amen. A lot of people they love Going In, man. You know, Going In was the first song I put out, and you know, a lot of people classify Going In as the truth of what Christian hip hop is supposed to be about. You know, I put out Going In with a purpose in mind, and that was to kind of bring or collide that sacred secular divide. I wanted that to reach all generations, and it's doing that. And you know, when I put out It Will Be Fine, you know, I put that out for a specific purpose as well, which was that I wanted that to be a song of healing. I wanted people to be able to hear that song and draw closer to God and know that, you know, there's a final authority over their life that breathes protection, and to know that it'll be fine, you know, gives hope. And then, of course, like I said, Go Off Instead, I put that out just for it to be straight raw, just for people to be like, look, it's time for me to do what God's called me to do. It's time for me to just stop soaking, stop feeling like I ain't got what it takes, and just do the work, you know. So that's why, you know, lyrically, to me, I believe that Go Off Instead is lyrically harder, but as a project or as a, you know, production to go forth, Going In stands as that champion as far as, you know, audience it draws and people that it's touching. But once you love Going In and you hear the other two songs, you're like, man, I don't know which one I love the best. Like, they all hit me different, and that was the perfect.
I know, that's right. I could vouch for that, man. It's like, I don't know which one to like most. I don't know which one I like the most. Man,
like
Going In, It Will Be Fine, Go Off and Say. Man, somebody good song.
Yeah, it all depends on what vibe you feeling, you know, for that mood, you know. If you're a little hype, you know, you get to go off. If you just, you know, which most people, most Christians, they stay, they'll try to maintain that even, you know, that even keel or that comfortable, cool, I'm just good mood. And that's what Going In does. It puts people in a good place mentally. It's got that vibe, that box. So you're allowed to just be chill and listen to Going In. So, you know, if you're in a bad mood, it's going to set you good. And if you hype, you can still rock to it. So Going In has that crossbreed, and that's why it's doing so well. So I'm grateful for it. I really am. I'm grateful for the way that project turned out.
Man. Well, before we get into my boy William's testimony, I'm going to let y'all listen to the song we're talking about, Going In, with my boy William T. Stars. This song, straight fire, one of my favorite songs, man. Here it is, Going In, William T. Stars. Check it out, y'all.
I'm going in. This what I'm supposed to do. Ay. Check out my mood.
Check out my mood.
This how you supposed to do.
Ay.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move. Amen.
Hey,
I'm going in.
In.
This how I'm supposed to do.
Ay.
Check out my mood.
Check out my mood.
This how you supposed to do.
Ay.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move. Amen.
Hey.
Keep it low-key, they actin' sus, don't approach me. I keep angels all around me, only deal with them 100p. Once blind, but I too see. I'm too blessed to be worried about them, and they don't want me as they enemy, cause my enemies is my God's problem. Ay, I hit the top from the bottom.
Ay,
sold them the truth and they bought it.
Ay,
y'all gon' get used to the slaughter. I be in check with the order.
Check.
They be like, you said I'm Jordan.
Yeah.
I just cop them on, rock them.
Yeah.
I just stack them in the closet.
Ay,
I ain't here to show my profit.
Yo.
I'm just here to raise the topic. My only option,
bigger checks, need bigger offerings. Could never pay back what it cost him. I just go in cause I know he's awesome. I'm in good hands like he's Allstate. I'm in the game like I'm Allstate. To see me go up, they cannot wait. I cannot take chances, so the chances are they gon' take a loss. My testimony's made of hard lessons, I'm in Abba's presence. This is his message, I'm a living weapon, he the living word. By the Holy Spirit, I done been in murder. I done been in Bentleys, I done been in furs. But you ain't been in nothing till you in a hearse. Better put
I'm
a
going in.
This is what I'm supposed to do. Check out my moves.
Check out my moves.
This how you supposed to do.
Hey,
watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move. Amen.
Hey,
I'm going
in.
This how I'm supposed to do.
Hey,
check out my moves.
Check out my moves.
This how you supposed to do.
Hey,
watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move. Amen. Riff it, beat the tracker for your boy. Hey, I put in work like a chore. He canceled my sin like a void. Favor falling, can't ignore it. I'm getting chips like a droid. Sauce dripping out my paws. But I'ma need of something more. That major key that's from the source. I ain't looking for awards. I'm just working for the Lord. I just got them balls sharp as double-edged swords. That'll leave you about a scar. Fighting battles that ain't even ours. We ain't even under even odds. I only move by the cloud of fire. Y'all been misled by a falling lie. Holy Ghost is my supply. Holy smokes, I'm off the wire. I go from one to a thou. Blessings on me, keep that coke and a smile. Hey, I've been down, it's been a while though. Since they heard me spit this pyro. The flow polar, call it cryo. When he coming back, only God knows. I'ma stay low till he say so. And move this word by the case low. I'm upholding my G-code. Y'all observing me in beast mode. I'm plus one, that's a free throw. Y'all can see the his C-note. I'ma walk out to him, catch a boat, and I'ma sleep sound, but y'all stay woke.
I'm going in.
This is what I'm supposed to do.
Hey,
check out my moves.
Check out my moves.
This how you supposed to do.
Hey,
watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move. Amen.
Hey,
I'm going
in.
This how I'm supposed to do. Check out my move,
check out my move.
This how you supposed to do.
Hey,
watch how you move,
watch how I move.
Watch how you move,
watch how I move.
Watch how you move,
watch how I move.
Watch how you move. Amen.
Testing. All right, we live now. I hope I wasn't talking to myself for the past 10 seconds. All right. So, that was Going In with my boy William T. Stars, y'all. And I'm telling y'all, when I first heard that song, that was my jam. And it still is my jam, man. I'm telling you right now, when I heard that song, I was like, I need to buy this. This is the song I need to buy.
Amen.
But we live with my boy William T. Stars, and guess who? Guess who here, y'all? Guess who here? My boy James is on the other line. What's going on, bro?
Yeah, what's going on? It's good to be here again.
Man, I'm glad to have you, man. You always welcome. You know that. You know you always welcome. You always welcome, bro.
True. I am.
There you go.
It's always a pleasure to help when I can, though.
Yeah, man. But man, I'm telling you, did I tell you guys or did I tell you guys that song is fire, man? When I first heard that song, man, I'm saying I have to buy this song. I couldn't even wait for the copy. I was like, man, this is the one I have to buy for myself.
Amen.
Like, I gotta buy this now.
Yeah, I gotta buy this now.
Like, this is a fire song and I need it now.
Yeah, that's for real. But that was my boy William T. Stars. I think I was talking to myself for the past 10 seconds, y'all. We had straight silence. I'm over here thinking my mic is on. But can you tell it's live? Can you tell it's live?
I don't know. Can you? Can you really?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, stay tuned. We'll let you know. We'll let you know it's live
every, like, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, it's all right.
Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. All right.
But, man, I'm telling you, we were silent for 10 seconds, a good 10 seconds after the song finished. I'm over here talking into the mic, thinking my mic was on, and it was still turned off. I was like, well, that's embarrassing. But hey, live radio, what you gonna do, y'all? What you gonna do? But we live, y'all, with my boy William T. Stars, my boy James on the other line, with CDS Express. You know how we do it, the home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration, and great music from the hottest artists around. And talk about hottest artists around, my boy William T. Stars is one of the hottest in the game, man. I'm telling y'all. Y'all just heard Going In, and y'all heard before that Go Off Instead. He talked about a little bit of where those songs came from. And now, my boy William, I want you to tell us a little bit of your testimony, how God saved you, where you came from, all that good stuff, all that jazz. What can you tell us, my boy?
You know, I was secular hip-hop for, you know, I started out doing music when I was 13. Secular hip-hop, you know, many years, 20 plus years doing music, secular hip-hop. And, you know, I had reached a point as far as worldly music was concerned where the only two things which made you successful was name and money. And I had the name, I had the clout, I had the, you know, everything that came along with the quote-unquote facade of a lifestyle, you know. You know, so chasing that money, you know, being out there trying to flip things and make things happen, and that was my life, you know.
Right.
So I had reached a point to where, you know, I could go places on my name. I could make things happen on my name, and it was all based around being able to get more of what it was that I thought I needed, and that was money. I thought if I had more money, I could do more things, you know. So anyway, to make a long story short, I was in that life, you know. I was in the street life, you know. And it was one night we was headed to a performance, and it was the biggest performance by far. 5,000 people in the building, $25 a head, $150 VIP tickets, all sold out. And we was the headliners. This one when we was in Texas, and you know, so you know, this was a big payout, right? So I get lost. We get lost. We're on our way to the spot, and we get lost. And to make a long story short, we ended up getting pulled over. And when we got pulled over that night, you know, I got arrested that night. And, you know, I got arrested. And, you know, and that night, I did not know it then, but God saved me that night. That was the night that he reached his hand down, squashed me as an earthly king, and preserved me for his kingdom. And, again, I didn't know it then. You know, I just, they got me. But when I saw the saving grace was when that situation happened to me, it should have ended my life. Like, literally, I should still be in jail right now for what it was that, you know what I'm saying, transpired that night. But
right.
For some reason, God had that police officer spare me. And although I went to jail for it, I did not go to jail for what I should have went to jail for. And while I was in jail, this is when it comes down. You know, a lot of people say I went to jail and I found God, or, you know, that's not even what happened in my case. I went to jail and I found God because I found loneliness. I found desperation. I found out that the king, quote unquote, that I thought I was really had no control over his destiny or over his life. So I reached out to the people who at that time, you know, considered themselves friends, managers, co-business partners, and absolutely nobody was there for me except for my cousin that I did music with, but he had no capabilities to do anything. So I literally had to reach over this entire empire that I had built and reach back to the people who I knew always had my best interests at heart. And that was my mother, and that was my wife that I had separated myself from because I was chasing something that wasn't for me, and it disrupted my home. So in the pursuance of trying to get to the man I thought I was going to be, I was actually burning up the man that I was, the God had intended for me to be. And it was in that, you know, it was in that whole thing that I was like, yo, it's got to be more than this. You know, it's got to be more, like, you know, so One Saturday, I'm looking back at my apartment, my house at the time, and this used to be the livest house in the state. Major artists would fly in and record with us, and I'm looking out at this house and the shingles falling off the side, and my car that once had 22s on it had three tires and a spare, and it was a direct reflection of what my life had become. And I broke down and I hit my knees and I just called on the Lord. I just said, Lord, I don't want this. This is not what I had envisioned when I thought I was pursuing greatness. And so I cried it out, and he and the Lord showed up and said, you call him in heart. In truth, he will show up. And God showed up to me that day, and I had no idea what it was. I just knew that, you know, I had experienced something that I had never experienced before, and it felt better than anything I had ever experienced before. And I knew it was God answering my call. So that set me on a path of just seeking him, wanting to know more about him, not just, you know, hearing about him, but I wanted to begin living for him. And that was almost 7-8 years ago. And that set me, you know, on my faith walk. And I had to go through what I had to go through. I went through, you know, probation. I went through reconciling with my wife. I went through having two more kids. I went through living in a car. You know what I'm saying? I just went through it. So, you know, and God is, he's never, even when those times got looked dark and grim, he was always there making a way for me, and I was always able to look and say, look at God, like, look what he's doing, like, this is my situation, but look what God is doing in my situation. So he confirmed himself in my life, you know, through what I was allowed to go through and experience. And it is because of that I know who Jesus Christ is. And there's nothing that you or anyone else can tell me that the Spirit isn't going to tell me, and that same Spirit is going to tell you, because the Spirit of truth is his. So that's why we're able to get on, you know, platforms like this and share and learn from each other, because we're all learning and walking by the same faith, by the same Spirit. And that's why we're able to, you know, grow as brothers and things like that. So God has been good to me, man. And, you know, he's just constantly just opening things and opening doors that, you know, the world would have closed, or that I had no capabilities or abilities to open myself, but he swung wide open for me. And he constantly lets me know, you know, that I'm in a leaning posture because of pride and because of my past. But what I'm leaning on, he can do all things. So I have no doubts in his abilities.
Amen. Well, praise God for that, y'all. A very powerful testimony, man. I'm going to tell you that right now. And here's the question. Is that where GG2G came from, or were you signed to them, or did you create that?
I created GG2G. GG2G is Give Glory to God. I took 7 years off of doing music, you know. And when I came back, the first single that I released, I wasn't even a rapper no more when I released Going In. I could just feel rap. And you know, I didn't have GG2G at the time, you know. But how GG2G came to pass was, and I tell the story exactly like this because one is funny and two is true. I walked into my parents' house, and my pops, he was just like, glory to God, family. And I looked at him and I said, what's that? He was like, that's what you should say. Glory to God, family. And I was like, okay, glory to God, family. And then, you know, as it kicked around in the head of an artist, and, I was like, give glory to God, give glory to God, you know. And then, so that's why it's like we yelling GG2G, we yelling give glory to God. It became an outward expression of what I do with anything that God gives me. And with anybody that is in that same body with me, it's something that they can do and yell alongside of me. So it does not, GG2G doesn't put me above anything or anyone. It puts me alongside my brothers and my sisters, and we can all say it together and give glory to God. And I can take no credit for that.
That's tight. I like that. And that's it's funny because you got that from your father, right? And I actually got Jay Jotted from my father as well, because
amen.
Yeah, he was like, yo, he was like, okay, you tried this, because I've tried a couple of names before that, right? Before what I have now is Jay Jotted. But it's like, here's something that you can use that I bet you nobody has. He's like, you can use Jay Jotted because it's your first initial and your middle name. Because my middle name is Jotted, J-A-R-E-B. And so he's like, I bet you nobody has it. So go ahead and try that. And I was like, okay, I'm going to call myself Jay Jotted. Okay, Jay Jotted is my new name now. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to try that. And lo and behold, that's where it came from, and now I'm stuck with it. now that's where it is right here. And now everybody that knows me as Jay Jotted. And so. So I know where you're coming from with that.
That's right.
I definitely know that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And I love that acronym you put for Give Glory to God, GG2G. That's tight right there.
Amen.
What made you, well, I guess you already kind of answered this question, but you said you were a secular rapper, right? You said you were in the world and doing secular rap, and as most of these secular rappers out there, you thought that you were the big thing, or that you were the big thing out there, you know. But what made you start the singing ministry itself when you came to Jesus? What made you start rapping? What made you start the GG2G ministry? Was it a calling that you felt you had, or was it like God telling you himself, or what was it?
Yeah. Well, you know, when I came back to doing music, again, it wasn't intentional for me to be anything other than an example. You know, it was actually a period where I wanted to bond with my son. He was young at the time, and the music he was listening to, you know, I knew it had such a hard influence on him, because of his mannerisms and things like that. So I wanted to show him, like, look, your pops ain't lost no steps, man. Like, I understand where you're coming from. And B, you know, so I took him to somewhere where I felt as though we would be able to bond over, you know, something that was out of the house, something that we could do. I wanted him to, you know, be able to be free and express his talents and gifts. But then I wanted to show him, you know, this is clear. You know, if you want to do music, you can do it. And you ain't got to be, you know what I'm saying, evil about it. You can actually do it and be dope and still be positive. So I recorded a couple songs, and, you know, the songs was fire. And he was like, yeah, Dad, they dope. I can't even hate on you. You know, they dope. But that wasn't going in. So, you know, this was during Christmas Exodus. He went back to school, and then right when he went back to school, I thought I was done. And then the Lord was like, all right, you ready to go in, and you ready to go back into the studio? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I got, you know, I ain't no rapper no more. Like, I don't rap no more.
Right.
And he was like, well, you gonna do it for me. So he put that spirit of music back in me. And I had always said, you know, if I ever rap again, you know, it's got to be about God, because I've always rapped about what I live. You know, I've always been true to who I was, what I was doing. So the only thing I was doing was serving. Then the only thing I could rap about was serving. And, and he just, so he put that passion, and it was maybe 6 months, man, going in, probably had 500,000 views. I was doing interviews in Sweden, Nigeria. My song was on the charts, and my wife was still saying, so, what you doing? I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just being obedient. Like, I'm like, I don't know. She was like, so what you doing? And at first, man, I literally thought she was like, you know, I thought she was like, well, what you doing with your time? But really, she was asking me, what are you doing? And I did not have an answer for what I was doing. And so I just started going to God, like, God, what am I doing? You know, so I didn't ask for this, but you giving me a purpose. And it got to the point where I felt like if I wasn't doing it, then I was actually I was costing people their opportunity to come in contact with a true saved individual. So I felt right. like I carried the God's message and his truth, and it was my duty just to share it. That's what it started out as. So the right. ministry actually was given birth when I just became the vessel that God was using. And the music became the vehicle that his message went forth. And then me being who I was as far as a business mind and a creative artist, I just began pouring myself, my gift and talent into it. And then that's when it actually became a life, a new life. That's when, you know, William C. Stalls actually began to acknowledge himself as an artist and as an entrepreneur, because God began giving these talents and gifts structure and purpose. So, you know, the clothing mm-hmm. line was born, the TV show was born, the radio show was born, the businesses was born. So now I'm just like, you know, I have this whole network and this whole foundation, and it's not built on money. It's built on integrity, love, honesty, friendship and gifts. And I'm able to do, you know, whatever God has sent me out into the world to do, I'm able to do without having any kind of hindrance other than what I'm other than my growing pains and what God has told me to do.
Well, that's major, man. Yo, Jens. Jens, you still with us? No, apparently not. That's all right, though. But, man, that's powerful, man. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's crazy. And it's true. And you and I and a lot of us have seen this firsthand, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of us go through that firsthand where we start being obedient and God just starts opening doors out of nowhere. That right there, that's the key. You know what I'm saying? Like that, mm-hmm. we have to remind ourselves that's the key, is being obedient. Because even though the Bible says that God wants more obedience than sacrifice, people say, oh, I have to fast, I have to pray, I have to do this, I have to, sacrifice my body for the glory of God. And it's like, yes, but are you obeying him? You know, amen. Are you obeying? Are you doing what he wants you to do? Because everybody can do right. that. Everybody can fast. Everybody can pray. Everybody can, you know, preach the gospel. But are you doing what he wants you specifically to do? Because not everybody has the same ministry. Not everybody has the same thing to do in the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. we have to remember that God gave each of us a purpose. Each of us a purpose. We are not all doing the same thing. We are not all, as my pastor likes to say, we're not all the ear of the body of Christ. We're not all the tongue of the body of Christ. We're not all the eyes. We are all different parts of the body of Christ. And so we don't all have a same purpose. We don't all have the same ministry. So yes, it's okay. It's good to sacrifice, but God wants more obedient than sacrifice. And as you and I know, that's when God starts opening doors. That's when God says, okay, this is what I'm going to do with this. Because now that you're obeying, now I can bless you even more. Now I can show you even more. Because you're obeying. And that's powerful right there. Let's see, where am I at? All right. Looks like we got a call from a 513. Good afternoon. You are on Continuing Don't Stop.
What up? It's your boy KS, man. How y'all feeling today, man? I'm enjoying the show so far.
Hey, what's up, KS? Good to have you, man. Good to have you. How are you doing today?
I am great. I've been on the line for about maybe about 7 minutes or so. Of course, I had to call in and support the homie Jay Jerb and with his special guest, the homie William T. Stars, man. Again, man, I'm enjoying the show so far. And William, man, I just want to encourage you to continue to do what God has instructed you to do, whether it's interviews, whether it's TV, whether it's, you know, just loving on your wife and, you know, loving on your kids and everything in between. Because with everything that you're doing, you're honoring him. And that's what he wants you to do. And just to piggyback off of what Jay Jerb has said, obedience is better than sacrifice. And, you know, again, yeah, anybody can do radio. Anybody could, you know, stack chairs in the church. But are you doing what God wants you to do? And, you know, when you obey him, that shows God that he can trust you. And when he trusts you, then he can do more for you.
Amen.
That's true.
So that's where the extra blessing comes from. But, yeah, William T. Charles, I just got a question. What made you want to be a guest on Jay Jerb Continuing Don't Stop Show?
Amen. Well, you know, like we was talking about a little earlier, off scene, man, Jay reached out to me 100. He was like, yo, you know, I love your music, man. You like, where can I get it? I'm trying to get you on my show. So, you know, this was a while ago. And I went to send him my EPK, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna send you the music so you know you can have it to play. He was like, man, I already downloaded that. He was like, I went and bought that myself. So, you know, it was like I said, it was the first time, you know, anybody was like, yo, everybody, you know, send me your music. He was like, nah, I'm going to get that and I'll have it, you know. So that was just it was just solid, man. It was 100. So, you know, from that point, I was just like, anytime you need to holler at me, and we can definitely come together and do this kingdom work.
Amen.
Amen. I do have another question. How can I word this? As an artist, do you have any? I don't want to say like, how do you get prepared to go into the studio? You got to like eat chicken first. Like, do you got to, like, take the Bible in the studio with you? Like what's your, I don't want to say ritual, but what are your practices that you do before going into the studio to record your verse or record a hook?
Amen.
So, honestly, you know, I've been recording for so long. The recording process, it doesn't change me, but, or I don't have to, you know, alter myself for it, but what I have to do now is I have to, before I go into the building, I have to make sure that I pray that, you know, whatever was on me comes off of me so that as I'm laying down this word, it comes across holy and anointed, and whatever word he has in me to come out, it comes out without there being no malice in me laying it. Because if I don't believe what I'm rapping about, or if I don't believe that what I'm telling other people he can do for me, then my songs won't have that conviction that they need as far as being an artist. You know, I won't be able to say this like this if I don't even believe it, because I'm not fraudulent, I'm not fake. So everything that is on me before I go to do any of the Lord's work, I pray that, you know, give me the ability to go forth and lay these words down so that your will be done through my music. And that's for before any show, any interview, any song, you know, I have to go before the Lord and request that permission to do so.
Amen. I do have another question, Jay Jerb, if I may add.
Go ahead. You got it.
Okay, William T. Stars, you know, the Bible tells us that no man or woman knows the day nor the hour that we're going to, you know, that we're going to die. Even Jesus, the Son of God, doesn't know, you know, the time that he's going to crack the sky. So with 24 hours in the day, and you've been notified by God that you have one day to live, how would you spend your last 24 hours on earth?
Ooh,
I would spend that last 24 hours on earth right here in my house with my wife and my kids watching the funniest thing that we could find as a family TV show. And I would sit back and wait on my Lord to come, because I know everybody in my presence ain't going to be here when he leaves.
Amen. But I'm done with the questions. I'm definitely enjoying the interview. Keep it up. Keep grinding. Keep going. And I can't wait to see what else you're going to release. Whether it's just a feature song or a book, whatever it is, William T. Stars, you got my full support. And I love you, bro.
Hey, man, love you too, family. And that book coming, so I'm speaking into fruition. But it's coming. I've been beat upside my head by five different authors, like, so when the book coming. I'm like, what book, man? They're like, the book you could be writing already. I'm like, man, here we go. Here we go, man. So, but yeah, definitely, definitely. I appreciate you.
Amen, bro. But love you guys. I can't wait to hear the rest of the interview.
God bless you, man. God bless. Thank you for calling, bro.
All right.
You are listening live to Continue and Don't Stop Express. We are live with my boy William T. Stars, and y'all just heard my boy KS from the KS Radio Show. Tune in, y'all. Y'all got to tune in. Tune in every Friday to the KS Radio Show every Friday at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Excuse me. Tune in right here. Same place. Same place. Same phone number. Same website, however you want to call it. 914-205-5471 every Friday, y'all. Every Friday at 8 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio, y'all. Y'all don't want to miss the KS Radio Show. Shout out to my boy KS. Thank you so much for calling, my friend. And, man, it's been a blast having you, William. Keep on going. I don't want this interview to end, man. I can't. I'm going to tell you that right now. But we will be back in just a couple minutes. We will have our first music break for the glory of God, y'all. So keep it tuned in. Keep it locked with Continue and Don't Stop Express.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Brody Da Vinci, and you are currently tuned in to Continue and Don't Stop. Not only are we the home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration, and great music from the hottest artists around, but it's also home to exclusive interviews from dope artists and all around amazing people. You want to submit to Continue and Don't Stop? Send your song to my boy Jay Jareb at JEASProductions@outlook.com. Keep listening to Continue and Don't Stop live every Saturday at 12 p.m. and CDS Express every Monday at 5 p.m. Go to www.facebook.com/continue don't stop for more details.
My parents though, they ain't teach me right. We pray tonight but got nowhere. Cause God's love wasn't in her home. Used to talk about it but never listened, so God didn't answer the prayers from home. I had to look up to the sky and ask, how could you love me when I couldn't give you what you asked me? The response I didn't get because I didn't listen. I didn't open up my heart to receive his mission. But I'm older now, so much bolder now. Was so for long, but now I'm found. My heart filled with joy now. I got hope of another people prosper. Eternally, not virtually. Just listen to the gospel. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11.
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. For the Bible loves to heal. We are weak, but God is strong.
I got hope.
My boy Hope with Jesus Loves Me right here on Continuing Don't Stop Express. We are live, y'all. It is now 5:53 p.m. I will be asking my boy William. You still with us, William?
Yes, sir.
All righty. And looks like we got my boy James back on the air. You there, bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool. William, how much time do you have left? Or do you have a time limit? Or how long do you want to be live? You let me know.
I'm enjoying the conversations, man. I'm enjoying the ministry. So, you know, as long as you have me, I can stick around for a couple more minutes.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Now, my boy KS asked you an awesome question about your process for your recording process. Now I want to ask you about your writing process. What is your inspiration, or what encouraged you to write a new song? Like, how should I put this? Describe for us your current writing process. What makes you want to write an upcoming song?
You know, it's funny, Jay. Somebody just asked me that. You know, I just went through a really, really large conference, financial conference, this weekend, and it was a magnificent experience, as far as the entrepreneurship side of what I do. And, you know, one of my leaders, she asked me, you know, are you inspired to write a song about, you know, this weekend? So, you know, I say that to say this. What inspires me to write music is my experiences, but it doesn't come up, like, right away. Once I get an idea for a song, then as I'm building the verses, the words start to take shape to tell a story. So, and anything that I say, if it's biblical, if it references to God, even if I know what it says, I always reference the scripture of what it is that I'm trying to say to make sure that it comes across the way that the Lord intended for it to come across. So, you know, back in the day, I used to rip songs, freestyle, record a whole bunch of songs. And now, you know, I go to write, you know, 2-3 bars that I all flow out, but then I got to go back and make sure that it's biblically correct. So it just inspires me. The music inspires me. Rhyming inspires me. But just sharing that experience of whatever it is, telling that story that's about to come out to that track, the inspiration is actually in the creation of the song when I'm creating. It's very rare that I'm sent into a writing zone, you know, where I'm just like, oh, yo, that hit me. I got to go make a song about it. Like, I don't work like that. It's like, yo, I'm about to make a song. All right, what this beat talking to me about? Okay, yeah. I can get that, and then it just starts flowing because it's all storytelling.
That's what's up right there. That's cool, man. Yo, James, you got anything to add?
I think we lost James again.
No, I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I did step away for a brief second. I will admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there's actually a couple of things that I've like been listening to that I just kind of like want to go back and like add to, if it's all right with you guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
So kind of going back a little bit. I know, William, when you were sharing your testimony, and you were talking about how you were in the secular music and everything, and how you had kind of like everything nice and fancy, and then it just broke down and it was all in pieces. And the one thing that popped in my mind as soon as you said that was, one, you recognized that the wind was changing directions. And then two, you picked up on the shift that God was showing you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because then the next couple of sentences, we were talking about obedience. And so with you not only wanting to follow God and recognizing the shift, you were obedient through the entire process.
Right.
So obedience is, you know, a huge factor that most of us don't even take into account. We just figure, I'm listening, so that's got to count for something, right? Yes, it counts for something that you're listening, but while you're listening, are you obedient to what you're listening to? Anybody can listen with one ear and let it go out the other. We can all do that. We can all sacrifice. We can all fast, like J. Job was saying. We can all fast. We can all pray. We can all, you know, isolate ourselves from certain things. But can you be obedient while doing that?
Right.
Amen.
Can you not let the mind games of the world throw you off track and drop your guard is the bigger question.
True.
Amen.
That's true.
You know, definitely. And just going off on obedience again, you know, a large part of what we think we are able to do is based on what we've done in the past. So when it comes to being obedient to God, he doesn't want you to do things the way you do things. He wants you to do things the way that he does things. And a person without faith in the way he do things, that dreads fear.
Right.
In that fear that we become disobedient because we believe that fear is going to take us into an uncomfortable place. and the flesh doesn't want to be uncomfortable. So that's why, you know, it's easy to be disobedient to the spirit when the flesh is pleased, because you're living in a fleshly physical mindset, the five senses. You're living in that world. So as long as those five senses can give you an excuse for why one sense is one thing is like this and another thing is like that, without that obedience to God to say, I have this like this and I have that like that, and the only person who can change or correct that is me, you're going to continue to stay in that world, that circle of, left hand watches the right hand watches the left, and you're going to constantly be looking for a new way to do things, and none of those ways are going to work because God's sovereign. He controls all things. So without him at the helm, you just basically living a life of death and no prosperity. So that's why that obedience is so important, because once you give it to God, the only thing you can do in order for it to happen is be obedient, because you don't necessarily know what it is you're supposed to be doing.
That's true. I know that's right.
Man, I agree with that completely. I mean, if anything, we should just imagine fear as a box of quicksand.
Right.
The more fear you have, the more you're going to sink.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
That's true.
I mean, that's just to sum it up. If somebody was to ask, you know, like, what's the difference between fear and faith? Well, faith will keep you moving forward. Fear is just going to make you sink if you just let it grow.
Yeah.
In all honesty, that's what it comes down to. I mean, because a lot of us, we want to move forward, but like you said, William, we have so much fear kind of blocking us that we think, like, if I move forward, you know, it's uncomfortable. It's not going to feel right. I'm not going to fit in. It's not where I'm supposed to go. But in reality, we're supposed to go forward, because that's the path that God has envisioned for us to take, is to go forward.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Without that obedience, you ain't gonna know what forward look like, because he the one that got the instructions in the direction.
Exactly, because we'll be so stuck looking backwards.
Amen.
Right.
So yeah, obedience is definitely, and it's what he requires. You know, all the way back to when Abraham was bringing his son up for a sacrifice, and you know, he was stopped before the sacrifice. He wanted to know if he was going to be obedient. It wasn't about the sacrifice. And this was in the Old Testament before Christ came as the ultimate sacrifice. It was always about obedience. It was about obedience when Adam listened to Eve and Eve was fooled in the garden. It wasn't about sacrifice. It was about obedience. It was because Adam was disobedient, or Eve was disobedient to the head, and then the head was disobedient to the body, that it all failed because of disobedience.
It makes a domino effect.
It makes a domino effect. You know, that's what sin is. Sin is disobedience to God's righteousness.
Dude, we could talk all day about
You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, we could talk about it all day. Like, we could talk about being obedient. And the funny thing about it, fella, it's the hardest thing to do, but it's the easiest thing for us. Ain't that something?
Right.
It's the easiest thing for us to just say, let go and let God. That's the easiest thing to think about doing. Because honestly, when you think about God's ability to do all things, if you actually stop to wrap your mind around that, it instantly blows your mind. When you think, okay, God knows the hair on every head of every human he's ever created, down to the grains of sand. When you think about that, it literally blows your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't even begin to wrap your mind around simple things like that you can hold, but you, as the flesh, you begin to rationalize God. And Job is such a great example of, you know, when Job was being tested and tried, and God was like, and it's such a powerful line, did you tell the waters, did you give them their borders and tell them how far they can come inland?
Mm-hmm.
When you think about that, it's like, yo, well, who really is keeping every wave from coming in inner city every time?
Right.
You know, but when you and that's when you think in the spiritual realm, when you're giving glory to God, those type of answers are self-explained due to God's power, His nature. But without mm-hmm. that, you just have a thought, and with anybody can think anything. You feel what I'm saying? Anybody can, you have a thought about something that's so impure, you might have to shake your head like, oh, I can't believe I'm thinking. The mind will travel into any dimension. You can't, you know what I'm saying? So that's why the Bible tells you to control your thoughts.
Amen.
Because, you know, thoughts leads to desire. Desire leads to action. Action leads to sin. Sin leads to death.
It's true.
Man, that was one intense equation.
In obedience, though, when you talk about being obedient, it's like, all right, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. I know I'm able to do this. If I have these resources, these things, I know I'm able to do this. But without you telling me what to do, why would I do anything and risk doing something apart from your will or purpose? That's just going to bring it down on me. And if that's not what you want, if you don't want that hardship, if you don't want to invite the enemy into your camp, a Trojan horse your life, if you don't want that, then you have to be obedient so that he keeps that hedge around you, gives you that protection, gives you that armor, and then no weapon formed against you shall prosper because of your obedience to knowing that God is in control.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, and it breaks down, man. It just breaks down to just, like we said, being obedient. It's the hardest thing for the human to do.
That's true.
It's the easiest thing for us.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, but also going along with it, you know, knowledge is power. So the more knowledge we have, the more power we can actually build up by learning.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And it's conversations. It's conversations like this where things actually get broken down piece by piece, so we can actually learn, like, kind of in depth and detail about it, and then be like, well, now I'm beginning to fully understand why and how and who and what and all those other questions. And it all starts to make sense once we learn piece by piece in detail.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But these are the conversations that are the hardest to have.
Exactly.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? They have to be in spirit and in truth. I explained this to a friend of mine the other day. I said, trusting God is like having a key on your keychain and being at your front door and feeling like you're locked out. I said, if you have a key in your hand and you know that this key goes to this lock, how assured are you that when you turn this lock, this door is going to open? I said that's like trusting God to know that He has your best interest in all things, counted all joy, right? It's the same as if you have a key in your hand, you know this key goes to this door, and when you put it in and turn it left, you know it's going to open. But what is it that but not trusting God is the same as, you know, you have a key to this door, but you can't find your keys. So, yeah, I know I got a key. I know it works to this door, but I have no idea where my keys are. How confident are you being that you're not locked out? So that same faith that we could put into a key in a lock and know it's going to work, how can't we have that same faith to a God that is sovereign and controls all things?
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
We don't doubt when we walk up to that door and put that key. We don't doubt that door is going to open. We like, yeah, got the key. Door open, walk in. But when it comes to God, it's like, is this key? If I turn this key, is it going to open? Like, God said he's the, you know what I'm saying? We'll doubt that. We'll doubt his word, but we'll believe in a mechanism that was handmade,
right?
But we'll doubt the creator of all things. Imagine that.
Amen.
And that didn't even hit me like that when I said it the other day, like it hit me.
That's what happens.
Imagine that. We put more trust in the invention than the inventor. How'd that happen?
Amen. How'd that happen?
That don't make no sense.
But expect
that don't make
the same
no sense.
Result, though. Yeah. Indeed.
Right.
Indeed. So, yeah. And, you know, and a lot, man, a lot of people, you know, they can go theological, they can go in depth, they can, you know, discern the word and break it down. But when, you know, scripture say God makes all things, you know, he wants things to be simple. He wants you to just understand and accept them and take them at his word. That's all he wants you to do. All of that knowledge and that understanding and that discernment and that breakdown, all of that comes after you take him at his word. Because
right.
until you take him at his word, none of that's why it's called a living word. It only comes to life when you accept that it's living.
Amen.
So it's not until
right.
you give God the glory, the honor, the praise that he becomes worthy of the honor or the praise in your life. But the thing about truth is this: the truth is the truth whether you believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So God doesn't
it.
Have to fold, he doesn't have to bend, but he wants you to accept him because he chooses. He can choose anybody he wants to, but he chose you because he has a definitive and divine purpose for everything he's ever created.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he gave
all right, William, you're over there preaching, William.
No, I ain't. I'm just talking, man. I'm just talking, man. Y'all open that Pandora's box. Amen. But somebody needed to hear it. So I put it out there for the masses.
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
Nothing wrong with putting it out there, man. But that explanation
amen.
Was getting kind of deep and heated. I thought for a second we had to bust out the church fans and towels and start cooling you off.
That's all right.
Good Lord, we got to get a second mic in the building because you about to burn that one down, sir. We gonna need you to stop, drop, and roll away from the table. Come on now. I mean, we ain't got
man.
No fire extinguisher nearby, so you can't be setting blaze to the room like this. And Warner Brothers, we open a window or something. Sweet baby Jesus. See, you done set the whole room up. It's all hot and steamy in here now. Good Lord, it's
man,
a fire.
That's, look, that's got the spirit on you. That's all that is. That's that spirit on you.
No, that's right.
But you know what? I'd rather have God's spirit than man-made spirit on me any day of the week, so I'm good.
I know that's indeed.
And with that, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after this small break.
Like, and commercial break.
I have to, man. I have to.
Like, I think we all need a breather.
Do you have bad credit? Do you have no credit? Hit up my boy Andres Hurston, Andy Hurston, at 787-672-0453. He will help you with his company of Credit Solutions. That's right. If you have no credit, bad credit, good, okay credit, or no credit at all, Credit Solutions is here to help. Hit up my boy, Andy Hurston, at 787-672-0453. That's Credit Solutions, Andres Hurston. Andy Hurston, 787-672-0453. We're here live, ladies and gentlemen, with William T. Stars, man, with an fire conversation we're having today. Man, but
I wish I could stay longer, man, and just, you know, continue to share with y'all fellas.
I got you, man. You good, man. One last question before you go, my brother. All right. So, what do you think is the best thing about being a Christian artist, in your opinion? What do you like most about being a Christian artist?
I like the freedom of my music being able to be heard by anybody at any time in any location and be able to smile after the song go off. That freedom, man, that freedom of just knowing your music is just well received. You know, even if people don't listen to rap, they still ain't but too much they can say to you because of the message, you know. So it's just widely accepted, and it's not about hating on, it's not, I ain't talking about, you know, somebody coming from my spot or my position, you know.
Right.
It's just all about giving glory, and that makes it, you know, that makes the music beautiful to me.
Amen. Amen. I love that. My boy William T. Stars, ladies and gentlemen, William T. Stars in the building for the past hour and 16 minutes. What a conversation this was, y'all. Let me tell you. We went from everything from his testimony to obedience, back to his testimony, and back to obedience. That's all right, y'all. That's all right. Oh, my goodness. But what an awesome conversation, man. It's been a pleasure. It's been awesome to have you on the show, William. Thank you so much for being here today. Hopefully one day we can have a part two. You know what I'm saying?
Man, we got a lot of part twos lined up.
Yeah, we do. Tell me about it.
A lot of part twos lined up. Lord.
Yeah, man.
Amen.
But, man,
amen.
Give us your social media and where people can find your music, sir.
Hey, man, you can Google me at William T. Stars, S-T-A-R-Z-Z. All my social media platforms is William T. Stars, Facebook, IG. Make sure you add me on my personal Facebook at William Womack Jr. And, you know, go to the page. I got the financial services on there. You'll be able to... look into life insurance, credit repair, mortgage protection.
Yo.
We are just helping. We're just helping so many families across the world, across the nation, be able to recover financially and protect their assets. So definitely reach out to me. It's all in kingdom work, and it's all in ministry. So William T. Stars, everything, and we yelling GG2G.
Amen.
Amen.
GG2G every day. Glory to God. Amen. So thank you so much, William T. William T. Stars, everybody, y'all. Big hand for
Woo!
My boy, William T. Stars. Praise God for him.
Big blessing. Big blessing.
Thank you so much, man. It's been an honor for you to be here, man.
God bless y'all. Y'all be blessed.
You too, man. Thank you,
William,
so much.
I just want to say it's been a pleasure laughing and conversing with you today, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You too, James. Even though you left us about 30.
I did. You know what? I'm not even gonna cover it up. I pushed the wrong button on my phone and I disappeared for like 30 seconds. So I will take that to the fullest.
Y'all be easy, man. It was a blessing being here.
Yeah, man.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, man. God bless you, man.
God bless.
Woo, my boy William T. Stars, y'all, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Continuing Don't Stop. With my boy William T. Stars as a special guest, and of course, my boy James, always here when I need him. Always.
Yeah, man.
There. Here and there, that's all right. There we go. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If you want to be a guest on Continuing Don't Stop with your boy Jay Jot, your boy James, and whoever else is on the line, We don't know. You can hit me up at jasproductions@outlook.com. That's J-E-A-S productions@outlook.com. And, of course, my boy Brody Da Vinci will give you more info on how to submit your music. This has been Continuing Don't Stop, ladies and gentlemen, with your boy Jay Juddit. Remember, always continue, never stop, but don't go anywhere. Here's my boy Brody one more time for some info on how to submit your music. God bless y'all.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Brody Da Vinci, and you are currently tuned in to Continuing Don't Stop. Not only are we the home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration, and great music from the hottest artists around, but it's also home to exclusive interviews from dope artists and all around amazing people. You want to submit to Continuing Don't Stop? Send your song to my boy Jay Jareb at jeasproductions@outlook.com. Keep listening to Continuing Don't Stop live every Saturday at 12 p.m. and CDS Express every Monday at 5 p.m. Need more info? Go to www.facebook.com/continue-don't-stop for more details.
You heard it here, man. It's jasproductions@outlook.com or facebook.com/continue-don't-stop. May God bless your day, your night, and the rest of your week. Your boy Jay got it. Oh, Jess, God bless, ladies and gentlemen.